Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Dudes behind the foods. Yo, it's the dudes behind the foods. Dudes behind the foods. Yeah, it's the dudes behind the foods.
That's actually really fucking good.
What's good, y'all? Welcome back to your favorite food podcast and podcast in the whole world, aside from my other podcast, Dudes Behind the Foods. I'm Tim Chantharongsu. Stupid David So is in Korea right now, Korea. So I brought in some special guest hosts to fill in his spot today. We got, oh my goodness, the hilarious
David So in drag.
David So in a wig, Sherry Cola. What's up, girl?
Hi, honey. First of all, Tim has 18 podcasts.
Yeah, 2 18, same shit.
And I've been on 2.
You've been on my other only podcast, No Chaser, yeah.
And he got me walking in the street.
You know, I appreciate you pulling up. I was like, who would be good? Not only, you know, it's a soft transition.
Oh.
It's like, oh wait. Oh no, it's Sherry.
It's a no-brainer. I was gonna do back to back, but the people aren't ready for back to back.
Yeah, they're not ready for that, and also because you know Sherry, you got to be ready. It's a lot of energy with you.
It's too much. It's too much.
Sometimes.
It is 2 a.m. right now, and you would think it was 10 a.m. Honestly, I'm just really excited because this is what I do when my homies say, are you down?
Yeah.
I say yes. Drop a pin, I'm there.
That's why.
And I show up.
I appreciate you. And I also know that you're a foodie as well.
Yes.
So I wanted to, you know, this is at its core, it's a foodie podcast. Sometimes we talk about food, sometimes we don't. Sometimes we talk about food, then we end up just talking about our dicks for an hour.
Oh, I can contribute.
Yeah.
Tell me about dicks.
Tell me about that sweet clit you got there.
It's a very sweet, sometimes sour.
I mean, it happens. It happens.
The clitoris is just the ultimate appetizer. Am I wrong, Tim?
Yeah, a little amuse-bouche.
The booty
is the main course.
The main course.
Yeah,
and the nipple is dessert. Actually, let's talk about that. Okay, let's kill, fuck, marry, but it's more so appetizer, entree, dessert with the clit, ass, nipple. Pussy, ass, nipple.
I'm going to disagree with you here, and I'm going to say...
Well, nipple's the appetizer.
I'm going to say nipple is the appetizer. I'm gonna say the asshole is definitely the side dish. I'm not making that the main.
The asshole is the late night Postmates.
The asshole is like,
you need something.
I'm so drunk. I don't normally eat this.
I actually I will eat a booty sober always.
Okay, look. I think eating the booty is less dependent on your state of mind,
sure,
and more dependent on the booty's,
yeah,
because
there's
of
a whole
mind.
Release form right before you
Facts.
Eat a booty.
You don't just be eating ass randomly,
right,
you
right,
know what
right.
I'm saying? As opposed to some coos you might eat randomly just because.
Right.
You're like, I feel like eating some pussy.
Right.
But some ass, it's like, I feel like it's more of a special occasion.
Yeah, you got to intermittent fast before you intermittent ass.
You got to do
you
a whole, like, yeah, 40 days situation.
40 days, 40 nights. Well, a little Lent situation.
Yeah, exactly. Right, well, while we talk about eating ass, I brought you some food.
I brought food too.
I told you to bring me some food because that's what we do sometimes.
Here's the thing. You also said you don't need to, but yeah. I was raised to never show up empty-handed anywhere.
Yes, yes.
Like,
Asian
I will,
shit.
I will go to the DMV with a charcuterie board, you know? I will show up.
Well, because you know everyone's going to be there for 2 hours.
Yeah, exactly. That's why. So yeah. No one fucking faints from famished. All right. Here it is.
What did you bring me?
Dim sum.
Ugh. Amazing.
Only because it was the easiest thing to Postmate. I didn't have the time.
I'm so
no, it's popping right now. It's about to be popping. I'm gonna open it.
Thank you.
Can you see?
Okay, and I will show you what I brought as well. Have you ever been an egg slut?
Yes, and I'm obsessed.
Well, have you had their slut?
I can't remember. I cannot confirm.
So many people, when they go to egg slut, they'll have the breakfast sandwiches, which are fire. The slut.
Oh, is it the bread dippy dip?
Yeah.
I didn't know the names. I didn't know the political, scientific terms.
Slut.
Yes. Slut is actually an acronym. Sherry licks undetected dicks.
Oh, I was going, that's slud.
Oh my God. Today's the very day I learned English.
Sherry licks under taint.
Wait. No, under taint is a one-word hyphen.
under the actual taint, which is asshole.
Depending on what position you're in.
Yeah, facts. These are facts.
Depending on climate change.
Yeah.
Right, right. Oh, my God. They give you the jar?
They give you the whole ass jar. Isn't that dope?
It's also too much. Sometimes restaurants give you stuff, and you're like, what am I going to do with this? I don't want to throw it away. I feel too much guilt, but yeah. I'm not going to keep it. I'm yelling.
You're welcome. You can keep both.
I'm always yelling. You know
jars.
That I'm always yelling.
I don't. It's not so much yelling. It's just a constant stream of consciousness.
I don't think before I speak, but the people love it. True or false?
Do you ever do like free writes in school?
Yes.
So Cherry's mouth is just a constant free write.
I love this astrology reading. Wait, bitch! I went off. Turnip cake.
Oh,
duh.
Wow. You went. Oh,
speaking of eating ass.
You went crazy. Let's
I went
go.
All the way off. Dude, I don't fuck around. I always order food as if I'm doing a mukbang, even about myself.
I appreciate that so much.
The way my Postmates looks like, I have 3 million subscribers on YouTube.
You ever order some food, like, or some room service, and they come to the door and they're like, or you order it and they're like, okay, how many silverwares you? I'm like, just one,
no
bro.
No way. One time I was at Boiling Crab,
yeah.
Which is like, that's my choice of last meal. Like, I fucking love Boiling Crab.
Yeah,
that,
yeah.
That, dish,
mm-hmm,
meal,
mm-hmm.
Experience. And one time I was at Boiling Crab with 3 friends.
Mm-hmm.
And I ordered first. I ordered everything I wanted. And the waiter was like, taking the menu. He was like, all right, okay. And I was like, wait, they haven't ordered.
What's your go-to at Boiling Crab?
I love clams, actually. Clams and rice. So my whole thing is like, I will put the clams on the rice,
the, like
the
all the juice in the bag, in the rice.
Oh,
yeah,
so
yeah,
good.
Yeah.
What's yours?
I feel that.
Calamari's popping, too. The
at
G
Boiling
sauce.
Crab?
Calamari with the G sauce. You
so
must ask for the G sauce.
I just recently had the G sauce for the first time because I actually did a mukbang. Boiling Crab hit me up to do a mukbang,
you know,
there.
They hit me up too and they wanted us to do it together, but I said fuck Tim.
You would never.
I would never fuck Tim.
That's a lie too.
Wait, Chinese donut. Just for no
oh,
reason.
Oh, bomb. This will
just
be bomb in the egg.
Bruh, with the fucking porridge, my guy.
Oh, you going in.
The 1,000-year-old egg. Oh, this is not a drill.
Let's go.
We're
okay,
just going to prove COVID wrong right now by sharing everything.
Man, fuck it. You're clean. I'm clean. That's how I handle my sexual experiences, too. You're clean, right?
I'm clean
too. Well, let's get
it. Yeah, it's just good faith.
Yeah, exactly.
COVID is an NFT at this point. I don't know what it is.
It's there, but it's not. Who understands?
I don't care for anyone to explain it to me.
And I also, I have one, and I have COVID. So,
right. Yeah. You win. You win $1 million.
One of these is cheeseless. I'm not sure which one.
You want cheeseless, correct?
Yeah, usually.
Cheese in the thing?
I guess. It's on the Postmate options, it says, would you like it without cheese?
I still can't believe they literally include grandma's candle heirloom. Like, how are these cheap to make?
They must have, like, I don't know, like the monopoly on like glass jars or some shit.
Well, wait, speaking of like restaurants and shit, and something we actually have not talked about ever is that both of our parents owned restaurants.
That's facts.
We've never talked about that.
So Sherry's Shanghainese.
Yes.
And what kind of restaurant did your family own?
It's fast food Chinese, Taiwanese as well. Like, kind of like, you know, Kang Kang Food Court and like, kind of like Panda Express where it's already there. And they just put in the boxes, whatever you choose.
Those are some of the best spots.
The best. The absolute best. I'm not going to say the name. I never say the name. It just, you know, I don't know. My mom is just loose in the streets.
Oh, because they still own it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You just,
But it's in SGV. Which is where I grew up, 626, don't get it twisted, you know.
Unless you want to
promote
it.
I know, but it's tough. It's tough. I can't decide. Well, because I know you used to always promote it. But did you ever get, like, nervous that,
Someone would assault my mom?
Your mom was just like, unprotected. I mean,
not really. I mean, I feel like, no, I never did. I was just trying to get people in there. You know what I'm saying? What do you need?
Yeah. Napkins. No? It's fine. I'll finger lick it. Wait. What you got? I got nothing.
I also have nothing.
Why are people so stingy with napkins?
Because they don't care about the
environment. But they will give a glass jar with no napkin, not one Kleenex to save my... fine.
I'm going to bust my egg open because it's...
bust your egg open, Daddy.
I'm gonna bust it open.
Is that a rap song?
Ooh, that is... Bust it open for me, baby.
Bust it, baby.
Bust it real good.
But yeah, so what was your experience like growing up in a family restaurant? Like all the homies went to come eat...
Bomb. Take a bite.
Okay, fine. Mm. Well, the egg is like golden beautiful.
This egg is like amazing. It's just like, this egg is like they had the chickens in the back of the backyard or some shit.
Wow. It's like, okay, the bread is harder than I thought.
Oh, yeah. Well, they needed to, you know, to bust that shit open real good. So what if y'all don't know what this is, the slut from Egg Slut, it's a coddled egg. So it's soft and it busts open, mixed with like just some like really like soft, smooth ass borados and some chives, probably a bunch of butter in there. Apparently there's cheese, and you dipped it like that little crustini toast in there and fucking bust it open. It's fire.
I love busting open an egg yolk. Mm-hmm. Like it almost feels kind of like psychopathic. How much we love doing that shit.
It's so...
Not psychopathic, I'm sorry to use that term. I'm not a sociopath. It's something... Murderer. Murderer.
This feels really...
Killer adjacent.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I think it's sexy.
I'm taking a picture mid-fucking... It is sexy. But then it's like the way we love just breaking shit. You know what I mean?
I feel that. There's something satisfying about it.
What do we need to unpack right now?
There's definitely something, you know, satisfying about busting it open. It's because it's like... It feels kind of... violent, you feel me? Mm-hmm. But in a sexy way. Mm-hmm. Like when you like when she likes being slapped and you just slap her like real quick.
What is up with that? Why do we want to grab titties until they pop?
You tell me. Let me ask you this.
Let's talk about it.
As somebody who loves titties and also has titties, because guys always say, yo, if I had titties, I'd just play with them all day. Mm-hmm. But it's different, right? Do you play with your own titties all day? Is the question.
I don't play with my own titties all day. I have a new girl.
I do. Amazing.
I told you, right? I did tell you.
You mentioned something exciting happening, yeah.
I have a new girl. And yes, I do love to play with her titties.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm a booty girl.
Are you now?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, if I had to choose, once again.
I'm also a booty man. So I understand. But
okay, kill, fuck, marry.
Yeah.
Titties?
Also, it's weird that you say kill, fuck, marry, not fuck, marry, kill.
Oh, I go straight to the murder, apparently. Kill, fuck, marry, booty, titties, lips. I said it, bitch. I go there.
You talking about coochie lips or face lips?
Face lips.
Okay.
I'm just throwing that in the equation.
Fuck, marry, kill. You said booty, titties, lips. I am not gonna kill booty. Because I love it so much, okay?
Are you killing titties, low-key? Because we got to marry lips. Here, toss a ball.
Oh my goodness.
Dude, so can I break while you deliberate?
Please.
Tacho Bao, barbecue pork bun, shumai. I'm like pronouncing it all wrong because I know 800 languages and I mix them all together. Like with the Shanghainese, with the Mandarin, and then like how you're supposed to say it in Cantonese.
It's like shumai.
Shumai. Shumai.
Right?
Sexy. Is that right? Sexy. You booked it. This is like a pork, shrimp, mushroom situation. The mushroom is key in this. No one talks about it.
That shit right there is probably my favorite go-to of the dim sum bunch.
This is like the OG. This is like the mozzarella sticks of dim sum, you know? Okay, and turnip cake, which is my favorite. Mm-hmm. My personal favorite is turnip cake. We got chicken feet, because that's how we do.
Bomb.
The shrimp rice roll thing. Oh. People don't fucking know. Like, people who have never had dim sum, you go and it's like, what is this innovative, like, modern art? You know what I'm saying? Like,
what am I looking at here?
Are you kidding me?
A lot of people, you know what, here's the thing. I had a pickup line from Wild 'N Out go low-key viral on TikTok. Mm. And the line was, hey, what's up, girl? You ever had Asian food before? Oh, okay. Well, no, do you like Asian food? Come home with me tonight. I'll give you all that and dim sum, right? But, so the shit went crazy. I put it on TikTok. It went crazy. But a lot of the comments are people who are like, what does that mean? What is it? I'm Googling dim sum now. What is that?
Did you do that before or after Drake had the lyric? Because then...
After.
Okay, so then they should have known.
They should have known. Which is, that's a great Drake line, by the way.
Oh, I mean, come on. You know, I'm wearing a Drake t-shirt.
Let the lights dim sum.
That was Over My Dead Body, first track of Take Care, and that shit leaked. Mm-hmm. Chills when listening to that and felt seen. Because he literally knows about dim sum. Wait. Speaking of Wild 'N Out, though.
Wait. We didn't finish the Fuck, Marry, Kill.
Oh, I totally forgot. We can talk about that, too.
Booty, titties, lips. I feel like, okay, marrying lips, you're right.
We have to kill
tits.
I need some,
yes. Ah,
damn. We have to kill tits.
Killing tits. That hurts.
It does.
You made that really, you know what?
Give me a hard one.
Okay. Girl, I would, but you got a girlfriend.
You have a wife who I love. First of all, Gia has a crush on me. We all know it.
Yeah, of course. I mean, who doesn't have a crush on Sherry Cola? Let me ask you this real quick. Because in Thai, these are called salapao. And what do you call it in your go-to language? Because you know like so many.
Mipo. Sasopo. Po. Sasopo.
Okay.
Sasopo.
Sasopo.
Sasopao. Kind of same-ish, right?
Because I was always curious because like, I feel like majority of the Asian languages, even though we're all so different, for these, it's a really similar word in every language. You feel me?
Like rice. How do you say rice?
Cow.
Not alike at all.
How do you say rice?
Mandarin is fan.
Fan.
Shanghainese is ve.
Ve, okay.
But ve is also, because you know with Chinese, it's like the four different connotations.
Thai too, yeah.
So, oh really?
Yeah.
Thai is such a beautiful language.
It's difficult, but yeah.
Do you know how to read or write?
No.
Me neither. It's fine. It's okay. We have...
Pass me one of those. Did you get the...
Oh, Sherry. Fucking loser. Fucking
Sherry,
loser.
Please. Sherry. Come on.
Okay, fine.
Sherry, I'm an only child. I'm not used to this.
Bitch, me too. When an only child.
Oh, God.
Meets an only child. Ve, rice, what were we talking about? Rice.
Yeah.
Oh, the connotations of Chinese. Mm-hmm. So ve also means annoying. And ve also means, okay, so ve, ve. Is that same to you? Ve, ve.
No.
It's not, you're right. That was annoying in the rice.
Okay.
Ve, ve. Whoa, I guess.
Ve, ve. Because it's the same as like.
Veda.
Veda.
Oh, Veda's so cute. All
right, well, we're gonna talk more about languages right after this break.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you,
I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
So I've told this many times, but in Thai, it's the same shit. Like the sentence, kai 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 means who sells chicken eggs.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Chicken eggs. Full chicken circle.
Eggs. Wow. Full circle. Egg.
Wow. Is the fifth letter of the alphabet.
Right.
Five eggs plus seven is a dozen eggs.
Holy shit. And seven's a lucky number.
Lucky number. Numbers and letters are different. Eggs and chickens are same. Whoa.
Wow. That's crazy.
We're like fucking prophecies. Prophecies? Is that a word? Prophets? Okay.
Yeah.
Veda, does she like the boba plushie? I gave Veda a boba plushie. Mm-hmm. Is she still playing with it? I've been wanting to know.
Here's the thing.
They move on so quick.
Yeah. And we buy her so many toys, right?
They move on quick.
So she has like something she'll be obsessed with for like a week, and then her attention will be elsewhere. You know
she's
what I'm saying?
Next.
Right now she's playing with a little dolly. We just got her this little fluffy thing from Costco. Mm. So she's just constant stimulation all the time. You know
Same.
What I'm saying?
Same.
So she has a lot going on, but she's growing and developing. Her mind
so
is
so beautiful. I can't take
isn't,
it.
Man, isn't she the best?
That's the thing. I know you think she's cute. She thinks she's cute because she belongs to y'all.
Right.
But she's really cute.
No, my child is legitimately, like, there's no objective, like, vote here. You know what I'm saying? Like, she's fucking a pretty-ass baby.
She's a pretty-ass baby.
What a blessing.
Yo, that's merch. Baby merch. What are you doing?
What?
Baby merch. Onesie merch that says pretty-ass baby.
Oh, I thought you said, let's merge. I was like, you have a baby, too? What are you talking about?
I would like
about?
To get in on this.
Yeah, exactly.
Pyramid scheme. That is Veda.
Yeah, I mean, that's you know, that's definitely
baby merch.
Something we're thinking about.
Tap into the goddamn.
At Goody.
We need to capitalize on the goddamn babies. What are we doing? You know?
How about you? You want to have babies in the future?
I do. Mm-hmm. I really, really do. I actually... If we're just, yo, I'm always candid on here. I just keep, like, saying, I always go on public things with Tim and just say things for the first time. Like, as if I'm not precious with
the
info.
She came out of the closet on my podcast. No.
But this is, so on Mother's Day, I'm realizing this. And I have rights to everything I say, right? Because I still want to make it into a joke.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know how this works.
Oh, you think someone's going
to
steal your
Did
joke?
Did I even sign anything to be here? I just showed up.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
We That's have I mean. Truffle tater tots as well from
Bitch,
Egg Sweat.
You're holding out.
I know.
Wait, one each or shared?
Go crazy.
Ooh, I love the shape. Because, like, I love when things are not in the shape they're supposed to be.
Mm. This is not what you were expecting. Oh. Mm-hmm.
Fuck you.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you know what? I will say there's an herb in there that I don't need. What is that?
I like the herb in there.
Oregano? I don't know shit.
I couldn't tell you what the herb is, but I like it because I feel like sometimes truffle can be overpowering, and this throws a little bit of a
it cuts it.
Huh in there. Yeah.
Oh.
Double up.
Mm-hmm. All right, so actually, let's get real for a second. Mm-hmm. I did actually just tell my mom, because this new girl and I are so real,
okay,
that I just told my mom about her, right?
Oh, okay.
So already, you know, when we date people, we don't need to tell our parents, depending on the status or the,
yeah,
you know, the progress of it, whatever, right? We cross that bridge when we get there.
Exactly.
And already with the fact that I am queer, mm-hmm, which is such a big thing already, mm-hmm, in 2018 when I told my mom, and she, you know, it was not an overnight conversation, etc.
Mm-hmm.
But she knows it's a thing, you know. Mm-hmm. And even like last year, like during Pride Month, I was talking about something and she just wants to be a grandma. So she was like, you know what? Even if you're with a woman, just make sure it's your egg.
Mm.
Egg.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, she has said things that are more open-minded now.
Mm-hmm.
Since the original talk in 2018.
Wow.
But it's still a tough conversation. It's still something hard to stomach, right? Because I'm also an immigrant. This is an immigrant Asian mother,
right,
who didn't have the access to certain things and certain options that we do now, mm-hmm, right? So I told her, first of all, I didn't think this through because I literally told her on Mother's Day, on our way to go visit my grandma at the cemetery.
Oh my God.
I didn't think this through. I'm like, yeah, yeah, there's a lot for my mom right now. It's a lot for my mom to tell her that, mm-hmm, this is my girl,
mm-hmm,
and it's real,
mm-hmm,
and you have to get used to it. Like, and I'm empathetic to the fact that my mom just had her dreams crushed. You know, mm. I do have to be empathetic to that. I'm her only child.
Which dream? The dream of watching her baby girl get married to a man, or of having grandchildren? Or like, which dream?
Grandchildren will happen no matter what. Because, right, I've always wanted kids. And, okay, you know, I'm working hard to afford the IVFs and the whatnots, mm, in the future, mm, right? Mm-hmm. But it's more so the idea of that hetero societal,
right,
outcome.
You know what I mean? They've always seen.
100%.
Watching you grow up.
100%. Yeah. It's like, oh, yeah, Sherry will marry a man,
right,
and be a mother.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
That's like literally what the majority of our immigrant Asian parents see, mm-hmm, because that's all they know.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just like telling her, you know, and it's not overnight. It really is not overnight. It's still going to be a conversation, but.
Of course.
That's the thing. I wouldn't have told her if this girl was not the real deal.
Damn.
You know what I mean?
I think it's so interesting that her thought process, now that she's becoming more comfortable with just whatever you're telling her, is like, she's like, yeah, that's great. Just make sure when you have the baby that you're playing the mother role. She said, make sure it's your egg. Like, that's such an interesting thought process.
That is interesting. Well, I think she's actually saying that more so in the sense of she wants it to be my DNA.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Who knows?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right, because I don't know what my mom assumes my role is.
Clearly
I'm power top mommy in the streets. But my mom was surprised when I told her I like girls. So it's like, who knows?
Right.
You know? Like, I honestly withheld so much, and I don't know if we've talked about this publicly, but because we touch on so many fucking topics, mm-hmm, per fucking conversation.
Mm-hmm.
When you grow up, I don't know about you, it's different for a guy as well. You know what I mean?
Totally.
Like, being the son of Asian immigrant parents.
Mm-hmm.
For me, dating wasn't even that talked about.
Mm.
I wanted to, and there were moments where my mom invited it,
mm-hmm,
but I just, like, didn't. Mm. Because on top of, stay out of my business, parents. You know what I mean? That too. Mm. Parents just don't understand all that just normal stuff. Mixed with Asian-ness, mixed with queerness. I mean, it's just like, you end up saying nothing.
Mm.
Cut to, like, my mom, when I was in my late 20s, she was like, so when you see a man, do you feel anything?
Mm.
My mom literally said that. Like, she thought I was like this naive robot with no experience.
Ah.
Little did she know I'm...
Oh, it wasn't because you were gay or bi.
This was actually before.
Oh,
before.
So she was just
like, in general.
Do you like anything?
Yeah, just in general, because I never talked about it. And I remember I had a boyfriend in high school, senior year.
Yeah.
Actually, that night he asked me to be his girlfriend, but there was this guy, Yusuf.
Okay.
Hit me up. Miss you. He and I did not go to prom because there was this whole thing, like, Sherry doesn't dance. It was Footloose.
Do you not dance?
No, I do now. I will rip the rug. I'm a dancer first. That's what I was nervous that I would put everyone to shame with the moves.
That's right.
I was born with no hips. But so that night, me and Yusuf went out, went to CPK, we watched a movie.
Amazing.
We went on a date, and he asked me to be his girlfriend at Q. Do you remember Q, the photo booth place?
Vaguely.
Like, cutie stuff. Yeah. So he asked me to be his girlfriend that night, on the night of prom. And I get home, and my mom asked me, she was like, because she owns a local restaurant. There's, like, you know, parents of other kids who talk to her and stuff. So she was like, hey, I heard that there was, like, a thing today, like, like some dance or prom, whatever she said.
Yeah.
She was like, how come you didn't go? Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, I just didn't go. Like, she was like, oh, maybe you could have met someone.
Oh,
she
okay.
said that.
This was in high school.
High school, senior year.
Mm.
And in that moment, I could have said, oh, well, actually, I have met someone and I have a boyfriend, but I didn't. Mm. And it's like those moments where they just accumulate and you just end up never saying anything ever.
Oh,
like,
so she was just so just curious about
I
you.
I guess. But then there were also guys that I dated. A guy that I dated specifically, I remember, or two of them, and a girl that I dated that she'd met, but not as my significant other, right, just like one of my friends.
My best buddies,
but
yeah.
Why didn't I? Also, you don't know if it's real enough to even fucking like
risk that.
Share it, you know yeah. what I mean? But this new girl is the real deal.
The
and
real
I was
deal.
Like, I just have to tell my mom. Like, yeah. not rip the Band-Aid off, but it's like she needs to get used to this.
So
if it's not this one, you know what I'm saying?
Is like, this the first girlfriend you've ever introduced to your mom?
Yes. No, they haven't met in person yet, but I
told
her about
her
it.
About. Yeah. Oh, but she's known, but you came out to her in 2018, you
yeah.
said? Okay, but this is the first like significant other that she's met.
Yes.
Or that she knows about.
Right. Well, my mom was aware of the last person
okay.
that I dated that killed me dead. Do you remember?
Yes, I do.
The ghost murderer.
Yes, yes.
So here's the thing, though. In Chinese, there are no gender pronouns. In Chinese, we say they.
Oh,
just
okay.
in general. There's just no, like we say, ta chula. So they went, as opposed to she or her. Or him.
Same in Thai, actually.
Yeah, so I was telling her, my mom, about the heartbreak, and just naturally, the pronouns didn't come out.
Mm.
And then my mom assumed it was a guy, because she kept saying, like, men are trash. You know what I mean? Like, men are pigs. Like, she would right. say those things. And so both my parents, like, they knew about the heartbreak because I was just not in a good place, right? But,
right.
and they saw how, like, heartbroken I was. And I never, you know, specified that it was a girl only because I didn't want my mom to root for men more, right? To be honest, I was like, God, you know, I am crying every day. Like,
and she's like, see?
You know what I'm saying?
If you just go back to what yeah. you're supposed to do.
Yeah, exactly. So that was that. But... So yeah, this is the first time. But that was a big moment this weekend that I'm sharing with you. Mother's Day on the way to see my grandma at the cemetery.
Amazing.
Oh my God.
Wow.
There's a joke here. That's why I'm going to make it into something. So well, all these jokes are mine. All these rights are mine. I'm not signing shit.
Eggs.
Eggs.
At the end of the day.
Eggs.
Well, look, it's a good thing that you are open with your mom.
Yeah.
Because if you don't have communication in a relationship, it can be over easy. I'ma let you finish. But this meal is cracking.
Listen. You know, I'm not pessimistic. I always look at the sunny side. And the thing is, is this Wildin' Out? I was on Wildin' Out.
Fuck yeah, let's talk about it. Amazing Sherry Cola on Wildin' Out. You know, they only have room for like one or two Asians at most. So that what a blessing. What a blessing that you were able to do Wildin' Out. How was that for you?
I squeezed my way in. You know, in theory, I would thrive so hard. But you know, everyone is a fucking pro.
Oh, well, yeah.
Everyone is a fucking pro. I did my thing.
Uh-huh.
I kind of blacked out. You know, I don't even know what. We played that alphabet game very beginning. I think that was good.
Mm-hmm.
And then we did the movie one. Here, take some fucking porridge. God damn
okay,
it.
Okay, I'm just gonna
use the spoon. Everyone shut up.
I'm just gonna dip the Chinese donut.
Wait. Ooh. Whoa.
Oh, you just did something?
Wait.
So what we're doing here is we're gonna take these truffle hash browns from Egg Slut, dip it in the dim sum porridge.
Oh. Tell them what's in the porridge, though. Thousand-year-old egg.
She's going to put the thousand-year-old egg on top of the tater tot.
Everyone shut up.
Whoa. Was that crazy?
Wow, go off.
I'm going to go off.
Whoa. The warm rice of it all
mm-hmm.
with the crunchy potato of it all.
Mm-hmm. And then that jiggly, squishy 100-year-old egg.
Oh, my God, my favorite thing.
Mm-hmm.
The dichotomy, mm-hmm. the contrast, if you will.
I'm not mad at all. Levels to it.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Wait, speaking of thousand-year-old egg, though, what I didn't know is that Northern Thai cuisine
mm-hmm.
is kind of similar to Chinese cuisine.
Okay.
Because there's a place called Hollywood Thai
mm-hmm.
and Room Pear. They have this, like, basil thousand-year-old egg situation.
Oh, really?
They have pig intestines with pickled somewhats.
Yeah, we get down with that shit.
Yeah, I didn't know because, you know, like... Obviously, I'm Chinese, so I tapped into Thai food,
mm-hmm.
but not as deep back then. So we know the basics, right? We know the tom yums, the pad
thais,
the pad thais, the beef penangs.
Yes. So Northern Thai food is almost a completely different kind of Thai food.
Right.
It's called isan.
They even have morning glory, too, that I'd never seen, you know, growing
yeah,
up.
Yeah, so
in Thai food.
North Thai food, isan Thai food is... it's gonna be like more like fresh, not as much stir fry, more like fresh sure. stuff you eat with like mint and lettuce and leaves and shit like that. Some of the best shit, if you like larb on the menu, lap is, you know, actually how it's pronounced. Then you're eating northern style Thai food.
That's northern.
Yes.
Interesting.
And all that fresh shit, lap, a form of lap that is actually just like steak, but with the lap shit, it's called nam tok.
Ooh.
Same shit. Super bomb.
Like Crying Tiger too?
Yes. Yeah. With the sticky rice, you know what I'm saying? That's all North style.
Wait, speaking of that, I never got the fucking shoes. When are they coming?
Oh, dude, they're like, they're coming. They're coming.
Okay. Yeah. I support my friends. I will throw
you.
Money at my friends always.
I appreciate
that's,
you.
That's
so
the thing. Because that's the thing. You know, sometimes homies want the hookup, but will, you know, give money to other people. I'm like, you should be doing the opposite.
And... with these shoes I put out, I wouldn't have even been able to hook you up because these motherfuckers were expensive, so I appreciate you.
Right, but just in general, you know, even tickets to things. It's like, can you...
Yeah.
Everyone just shut up.
I know, that's facts.
Everyone just shut up.
Everyone wants a hookup, and then they want to spend mad money on some fucking rich-ass designer when your homies are struggling to get their businesses off the ground.
I am eating scraps off my floor, and you want to sit front row?
Let me know when Sherry Cola drops some merch. I'll pick some up, bro.
I have nothing. I have so many like things that I say that could be merch, but
yeah.
I need a... Actually, maybe I should talk to you to... Because I don't know the first thing about like even the website or like handling, you know, all that stuff. Because you probably have people handling shit.
Yeah.
Because I, you know, we'll be in touch.
Well, if you're serious about it, Rick and my boy Benji, they have a whole business where they just do that.
Wait, you know what I would love to do?
Yeah, yeah.
And we'll fucking premiere this thought here.
What you need?
What if there was a Sherry Cola, like one t-shirt collab with Goody? Is that crazy?
There's options for that.
We'll be in touch.
I mean, we're kind of, you know, we got some fire collabs coming soon.
But that's the thing. I need to be famous first. I'm patient about that.
Sherry Cola, you've been on Family Feud.
I've been on Family Feud.
The celebrity edition. Okay.
You know, I hate the C word. I don't love
the cunt edition.
The cunt edition of Family Feud. Cunt is also an acronym. Chinese underboobs never tarnish.
Oh, I was going to say Chinese underboobs need touching.
Very good. Mm-hmm. Very, very good. Very, very, very good.
Yeah.
We are poets.
And we didn't even realize.
Right. We are poets and we had no idea.
I hate when I make that joke online where I'm like, oh, damn, I'm a poet and I didn't even realize it. And someone in the comments will be like, Tim, you should have said you're a poet and you didn't even know it. I'm like, guy.
Read between the lines.
Are you 9 years old?
A to C.
Motherfucker.
Tim and I look at like the same brain in a weird way. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, yeah,
there's
we're
something.
There.
There's something here.
I'm there.
Okay, no, but while that was so fun.
Yes.
While that was so fun.
Let's talk about it. Tell me about your experience. First of all, how did
it
that...
It was so fun. Okay, this is... I did my thing. Mm-hmm. I didn't win. Wait, spoiler.
Oh, yeah, well, whatever.
But the whole journey is so full circle once again. Mm-hmm. Full circle.
Full circle.
Because...
Pass me a chicken feet.
Yeah, take it. God damn it.
It's so far. I have tiny arms.
Me too. We have the same body, same brain. You know, sometimes when Chia posts your legs, I'm like, those look like mine.
Oh, because my legs are beautiful.
They're so smooth. They're so smooth. Okay, so... In 2017, I auditioned to be a cast member of Wild N' Out.
Oh,
and, man. I mean, you know that. And I was even joking with Niall that it's like Squid Game. You know, it's like 8 hours. Like, it's this long day.
Mm-hmm.
So many people were separated into groups. And, you know, you're just given, like, assignments, essentially. You know, like, make up a song about this, that. Or,
right.
or you have, like,
they
10 kinda, minutes to,
they wanna see
to write
how
a haiku
you,
yeah. without holding your breath.
They, like want to see how you perform with other
exactly.
people.
Exactly. And also just, like, off the top. Mm-hmm. That's very important for Wild N' Out. Literally mm-hmm. off the top. So, but it was a really fun audition all day at Viacom. And I mean, you think you have it in the bag, you know? Mm-hmm. But there were so many people, too. Mm-hmm. They actually never even... ended up choosing anyone from that LA
really?
Audition. Yeah, I don't think so.
Oh, shit.
Met a lot of cool people, though, so still okay. friends with some folks. But the point is, I didn't get it. And here's the thing. Grew up watching Wild N' Out, mm-hmm. you know, from the Randall days. You mm-hmm. know, like, literally grew up watching Wild N' Out. Always wanted to be a part of the show, especially because I love comedy. I love hip-hop. Like, it just makes so much sense, mm-hmm. you know? Like, I would do the rappy funnies, yeah, right?
Same boat.
Yeah, exactly. And Tim and I are fraternal twins. So basically, I was devastated when I didn't get it. Fully devastated.
Were you really?
Yeah, dropped down to my knees. Like, just, this was a dream, right?
No!
Fully devastated.
Nick Cannon!
Yeah, and of course, so happy to see you on there representing and stuff. And you know, I just, obviously, I got over it. But cut to 2022, they asked me to be a celebrity team captain.
Wow, look at you.
I was like, what?
Not only were you on the show, but you came back as the boss. The motherfucking captain of the shit.
The captain. That was really dope. And went to Atlanta for the first time. I'd never been to Atlanta.
Did you get some JR Crickets? Some wings?
Yes. That was Tim's rec, JR Crickets, lemon pepper wet.
Mm-hmm.
Lemon pepper wasn't the only thing wet.
Oh, girl, I feel you. My balls were so wet after
Here's
having
the thing.
Some lemon pepper
lemon
wet.
The lemon pepper wet was so bomb, but I was actually more impressed by the hot sauce.
Really? Why?
That, it was just, there was something different about it. Like, and then I found out there was a lemon pepper hot at the same time one. Because I got the barbecue and lemon pepper at the same time, but I didn't get the hot, and I got to go back.
It's, look, lemon pepper wet changed the game for me in terms of wings.
It's so good.
And I didn't know that that was just an Atlanta staple. And we're gonna talk about it after this break. So, you were in Atlanta?
And then I also went to Rocksteady. Have you been there? It was like Caribbean food. And this was after the taping of Wild 'N Out. I would have wanted to hang out with everyone, but they had another taping after mine. So I just went to Rocksteady Caribbean food by myself, and I was so famished. And I was feeling celebratory, you know what I mean? So I literally ordered, by myself, three appetizers and all three chef specials.
Oh, Lord, have mercy.
The couple next to me took my leftovers home.
Are you serious?
This is how we do. I always order like I'm about to film a mukbang. Not even kidding.
That's so funny. Did you have a rum punch?
No.
I feel like that's the go-to drink when you're at any type of like...
I ended up just doing three tequila drinks. Different tequila drinks. But yeah, so Wild 'N Out was so fun. Nick is dope. Like literally the biggest takeaway is that I had so much fun and all the cool ones followed me on Instagram.
Oh, amazing.
Justina, Adelaide, Carlos, everyone. Like, they were just, DC, like, they're just all so sweet, you
Beautiful.
Know?
Everyone, it's such a solid group of people there.
Mimi, she's doing her thing.
Mimi's great. Mimi's great. She's crazy, but she's fucking
great.
She's
wild.
Great.
I love her.
Yeah, yeah.
But
yeah,
that, I mean, that's the biggest, you know, that's the point of doing this stuff is just literally having fun. And but they're pros. That's the thing. They're pros at those games.
I mean, at this point, let's see. I auditioned back in 2012, and then the season, the reboot, the shit I was on was 2013, so it's been damn near 10 years since the reboot came out. So some of these dudes that came on with me, Carlos, Chico, Emmanuel, Conceited, fucking it's been 10 years.
Wow.
Whoa.
Whoa.
That's crazy. No, I'm filling up. I got to save for Dumbfounded's episode.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Time flies.
Time does fucking fly. And people to this day are still like, oh, are you still Wild 'N Out? I'm like, no, bro. Do you watch the show?
That was 10 years ago.
I mean, let's see. I did.
When it came back?
I did 8 seasons, 6 years. So I haven't been on since 2019, 18 probably. So it's been like 4 years.
Damn.
Yeah.
Respect, dude. I mean, listen, I tell him all the time, like, he's been holding it down for a hot minute. Like, just before any of us were doing it, you know? So I always give credit where credit's due. Like, he's definitely a trailblazer in this, like, generation of Asians fucking living the dream.
I appreciate you, Sherry Cola. You know, it's been a long time. It definitely, like, I count my lucky stars and the Lord and Buddha and base God that I'm still fucking getting views and people are still interested and tuning in, you know? Been really kind of trying to evolve with the times and keep the ball rolling and elevating.
And we're representing the street. We got a big gala coming up.
Yes, the gala. We're going to a motherfucking Asian gala.
Yo, we're out here.
I didn't realize. Okay, so check this out. So Gold House, which is like Asian entertainment. I don't even know what to call them. Like a collective?
I guess so. You know, I don't like to use the C word.
A celebrity cunt. It's a celebrity collective of cunts. But so it's like an Asian squad celebrity shit, all right? And they throw in this
very
gala.
Exclusive.
I didn't realize how exclusive it was.
So exclusive.
In my head, I thought it was just kind of like, yo, if you're Asian, come be in this shit, right?
Right, right, right.
And I didn't realize how exclusive it was until I got invited to this gala, right? And I had this idea for the gala, because normally I hate dressing up for galas, because I feel like, I don't feel like dressing up when I'm not like the star of the shit, you feel me? I feel like, you know, because a lot of the times when you're like a quote-unquote influencer, you get hit up to go to premieres and shit just so to promote the movie. And I feel so silly wearing a tux to go there to be the influencer that's going to tweet about it. You feel me? So, like, I kind of get silly with it. But with the gala, I was like, because I looked at Gold House's who they follow, seen all the homies. So I was like, oh, okay, they follow David. For sure David's going, right? So I hit David. I was like, hey, dog, are you going to this gala? He was like, oh, I hate going to galas. I'm like, go with this shit with me. Let's wear Dumb and Dumber tuxedos.
I'm dead.
But let's get them fitted, you know? And then David's like, oh, okay, I'm down. But then he checked with his manager. He's not invited. So I'm like, what the fuck? So then I'm hitting all my fucking homies. Are y'all coming to this shit? They're like, oh, I didn't get invited. I'm like, oh, is this some exclusive shit? So finally, I hit you. Thank God you were invited. We're not doing the tuxedos, but...
Well, I mean, am I the dumb to your dumber? Cunt and cunter.
Oh, my God. Cunt and cunter.
Oh, my God. Instead of the ruffles, it's labias.
It's kind of the same difference. Depending, you know what I'm saying?
Tomato, tomato.
Everybody's different. Yeah.
Tomato, tomato.
But what would you say?
Tomato, tomato.
Yeah, but after that, you said something else, no?
I said it twice.
Okay. But yes, so I decided to actually dress up for this shit.
Oh, yeah.
And I got like a whole, I got a fly ass fit.
It.
No,
don't
I'm not.
It.
Let me
fly.
Just say.
We're going to look fly as fuck.
It's influenced by like one of my favorite shows.
Oh.
And I kind of flipped it. It's sick.
I think I know, and I like it.
Probably. And luckily, but dude, they just sent the email saying this is our like theme, quote unquote theme, like 2 days ago.
I know.
And I was like, bro, what if my shit was completely different? Luckily, my shit kind of lines up with what they're trying to do.
The theme is a suggestion, though.
Yeah, I know, but still.
Because even you think about the Met Gala, it's like people interpret it however you want.
Yeah, I know. Okay, so you got your shit together, you got your outfit, you ready to go?
I haven't done my fitting yet, so we'll see.
Okay.
I clearly don't give a fuck about fitting into anything right now.
Serious. It's in like a week and a half.
True.
Wow.
Very
lit.
True.
You're lit.
I mean, I be looking good on the carpets, bitch.
You do. You do. You really do. I actually like, what tripped
Who
me
am
out?
Am I?
What tripped me out, I didn't realize it was so exclusive. You can't even bring a guest. Most events are like, yeah, plus one. This time I was like, I hit Bing. I was like, yo, Bing, my guy. I didn't get the plus one information. He was like, oh, there's actually no plus ones. I was like, word?
I don't know what to expect. I'm very excited.
I thought maybe they were going to, it was so exclusive that maybe I was like on the list of the A100 Asians.
I thought so too. That's when you said it. I thought, yeah. I was like, oh shit, but we're not.
But we're not. We are not. Next year.
Next year.
Even though, I mean, we're killing it.
We are out here as fuck. Period.
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 That's it. This is me wrapping it up.
Well, shit, guys. Thank you, Sherry Cola, for bringing in all these dim sum treats. Hey, if you ain't ever had dim sum, look up your local dim sum spot, pop in, and just know that the old Asian ladies will yell at you, but they're just trying to, they just want to know what you want, okay?
No group of people face more rejection than dim sum ladies.
Yeah, facts. That's why they're upset. They come at you with their little fucking pots ready to serve you, and you look and you're like, meh.
They wake up every morning like, all right, this time the broccoli's going to do good. This time they're going to be
it never
loving
does.
The broccoli. Broccoli with the fucking oyster sauce.
Do you think it's like a situation where they get assigned certain carts every week?
I was just about to say they get like no, I think it's different every day. So there's dim sum ladies like, ah, damn it.
Yeah,
like,
damn it, I wanted the shumai.
Or they're like on Wheel of Fortune, like I'm on big money.
Right,
big
right,
money.
Right. I wonder if that's how it works. Or it's like, does the favorite, do you have to work up in the ranks to get
Yo,
the good shit?
It's a hierarchy.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Interesting.
We'll unpack that next time, because I'll be back.
All right, y'all. Well, you can't beat that episode because...
After that episode, I'm a little scrambled.
There you go.
Not my best.
It's okay. Thank you. Thank y'all for tuning in to Dudes Behind the Foods. Thank you to my guest co-host, Sherry Cola. Make sure y'all follow
Thanks
her on everything.
Me,
I appreciate you so much.
Love you so much, dude.
Keep killing it. I love you too, girl.
Thank
Make
you,
sure
honey.
Y'all like, comment, subscribe, share this shit, all that shit. Rate it on 5 stars anywhere you listen to podcasts. And David's still in Korea, so next week we got Dumbfounded. Yay!
Dumbfounded!
Mwah.
Peace. Yo, it's the dudes behind the foods. The dudes behind the foods. Yeah, it's the dudes behind the foods.
That's actually really fucking good.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well.
Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.